Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lock it by one round in terms of what it's worth right now. So a 2025 first would be equivalent to a 2024 second, is how I've always heard people talk about these. Like, there's so many unknowns, you don't know what would be there. You don't know where you'd be picking. Say the Steelers did this deal for a 2025 first and they end up a 12-win team this year. You're trading, what, the 27th pick probably? Somewhere around there? 28th pick for the guy? Here's where I struggle with this on multiple levels. You have to pay him probably close to $30 million. I think it's 28 to 30. People said 25. DeVonta Smith just got 3 and 75. I think he's a better receiver than Smith. Do you?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Okay, so you got to pay him more. His people probably know that and are aware of that. So you got to pay him close to $30 million. Wide receivers do come along quicker nowadays. Tomlin is right to say that that's a position, and so is corner, where you expect more ready-made polished prospects because of 7-on-7 ball, whatever. A de-emphasis on the running game. I just have a... And then what does it mean for George Pickens, analytically speaking here, if you bring in a receiver who's got more track record and pedigree than him so far, who you're going to pay like a number one receiver? They don't like to pay two receivers big money.
No, they, at least historically they don't. But the Eagles are doing that right now with Smith and A.J. Brown. And it kind of feels to me, and Weidel came from Philly, so it makes sense. In a lot of ways, I feel like they're stealing the Eagles' blueprint. I think they're following a lot of the Eagles' front office ideas and philosophy on doing things and aggressive mindset and attitude and everything else. So, yeah, like historically they've never paid two at once, but I wouldn't rule it out.
They're doing a few things differently than the Eagles. They signed an inside linebacker for what they paid Queen, which we know the Eagles are fine with cycling through those guys. I'm not trying to poke holes in it. What I'm actually trying to do is find reasons that it won't happen, because I don't know why. I think Ayuk's a very good player. I don't really want it to happen. I would rather...
Well, you have doubts about Ayuk because the offense he's coming
from.
Not
a ton. Not a ton. Because smarter people than I who watch more film than I do say, no. He, if anything, is undervalued because of the offense.
Say what you will about PFF, but they had him rated after Tyreek Hill as the second best wide receiver in the NFL last year. Better than Jefferson in Minnesota, and I know he missed games.
The smarts think that he actually is undervalued as a result of that system, that his brilliance is actually contained by the system in a sense, or underappreciated.
When I posted this this morning, this idea that this Steelers would potentially part with a first-round pick. But again, it's incumbent on San Francisco actually having motive to trade him. And this article now from a great local insider is saying they might. They could easily do it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the feedback I got was, well, they'd never do that. They're not going to trade a first-round pick. When other reporters other than me, who are actually reporters and not just talking heads, when Mike Florio and Jerry Dulac and these people have talked about how the Steelers have called the 49ers, what did they think the 49ers were going to say? Yeah, we'll trade him for a third-round pick? They if you're going to pick up the phone and at least gauge their interest on a trade, you have to be prepared, if they're interested, to have legitimate assets that they want back. Correct. And if you look at what wide receivers of Ayuk's pedigree in his mid-20s, with the amount of production that he's had, the starting point is like a first-round pick. He's not worth what Tyreek Hill got from Miami to Kansas City.
Very unique player.
Right? But, like, look at the A.J. Brown trade.
The A.J. Brown trade is the right comp.
Look at Stephon Diggs when he went from Minnesota to Buffalo, what he was traded for. His numbers weren't as good as Ayuk last year. He went for a first-round pick and then some. Adams, who's a better player, I would say, or at least when he got traded, but he was 30. He got traded for a first-round pick and more.
No, you're trading for a young player who's got many, many good years.
So, did Steelers fans really think that the 49ers, one of the smart organizations in sports, who have got to Super Bowls by building like an entire roster and not just relying on one great player to carry them there? Did they really think that they would just fleece the 49ers like it's the Chase Claypool trade all over again? And they're think about that. They're going to say yes to an Ayuk trade for less than what the Steelers got back.
Yeah, I think that's
for Chase Claypool.
It's definitely Tabata for Trout. Who says no?
It was always going to be about a first round pick, and like maybe it ends up being what Mike Silver describes, where it's second and third, or it's second and second. So it's not a first, but you're giving maybe two top 50 picks back or two top 60 picks. I don't know. But it's no part of this is cheap. You're not getting
a deal. You're paying them big money and you're giving up real premium capital for a premium
player. Yes, you're not
getting
a deal anywhere here.
No, it's the old, if you want the best, you pay for it. You get what you pay for.
Yes.
And you're going to pay big money for it in every way. It's just going to be a big ticket item.
And I'm curious because Donnie is an Ayuk fan, and there was a passionate debate between you guys before Donnie went to Nashville and painted Broadway red last week. We still need to get into the details of that trip.
He painted it more white, as in white claw.
We got some video back.
Seeing. Oh, I was seeing this man. He was elevated with his dancing.
We got some Shania Twain sing-alongs back.
That's correct.
From Donnie while he was in Nashville. Were those requested, or would the Twain just come on? Did you guys jukebox that, or did it just...
Totally crazy. I mean, forget I'm a lady.
I know Malzy's never been there, but I mean, I'm sure it doesn't take much to paint the picture. Like every single country star who's ever like written a song has a bar down there.
Correct.
And you can imagine that song is played by a live band several dozen times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Down that entire street.
Oh, so that was a live performance of Shania Twain. That was not a...
You know what you did that I'm proud of?
Stereo
down
system.
There?
Oh, the one on that like tractor thing. No, that was like her actual.
You guys are riding
song.
A tractor around and getting drunk.
We did one of those party tractors.
That's
yeah.
Pretty cool. I didn't know that. Do we have that here? A party tractor? We have party buses.
We have that party the
peddler
the pedal
one.
Boat.
You can
too.
Yeah, you can get on like
the little boat and pedal it around the river, right?
The tiki huts on the river as well, where
yeah,
you can drink.
Correct. Donnie, I'm proud that you brought jorts back to Nashville single-handedly. Jorts and gym socks.
It took a lot of convincing for Sarah to let me wear jorts. And then afterwards...
that sentence actually describes your relationship perfectly.
And then afterwards, she said, you know, you pulled those off a whole lot better than I ever thought
How
you would.
About, what a compliment
what
that is. I don't ever get that from Amanda.
That's pillow talk if I ever heard it.
I just gave it one of these, like the old Starkey move.
In fact, we were heading over to Washington Country Club for dinner on Friday.
Congratulations on all of your
blue-collar
success.
And I came downstairs, and she said, go back upstairs and change.
What did you have on?
I had a dress shirt and joggers.
That's a terrible look.
Why are you laughing, Donnie? Yeah,
Donnie's laughing.
Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, you're going to a country club.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wear joggers.
I tucked it
into the joggers. I thought it looked good. No?
Pony. So I'm wearing joggers right now that I like.
So am I.
They don't have belt loops. They have tie string. I would feel my skin crawling if I went to a country club and had a dress shirt tucked into this with just sweatpant drawstrings.
Plus, we also know how nice of a wardrobe Pony has.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. So reacting to this breaking story on Brandon Ayuk, the 49ers' top insider says anything is possible, a trade is in play. He could get dealt Thursday or Friday. 49ers looking for a lot. They're not actively looking for trades. It sounds like now they'll listen, even though they wouldn't before. I heard the Steelers have at least considered, strongly considered, trading next year's first. This article says that the 49ers could ultimately take a second and suggest they could take a second in this year's draft and then next year's. So for the Steelers, that would be the 51st pick in the draft and then a 2025 third-round pick.
Which, you know what, could be anywhere. But typically for them, you're going to figure is in the 80s or 90s.
Donnie, would you trade next year's first for him?
I think I would. Yeah, I mean, we...
And then it says in this article, the average annual salary will be well over $25
million. Yeah, I mean, by that point, we're going to see, I feel... Like we're, I feel like we're going to see players that aren't really in his league, in his tier. I mean, not that he's the top, the tippy top of the wide receiver market, but the salary cap is going to explode. And that really won't even seem all that bad by the time we get there. I know it's crazy for people to think that, like, we're about to pay some wide receiver 25 plus million, maybe around 30 million.
Well, look at what the quarterback market's done, though. Now you pay a guy 40 million, people are like, is he good?
Exactly.
Is he like, above average?
I'd be very comfortable with them doing that. And plus, we hear a lot about how much, like, they should put more money into the offense. They put so much money into the defense. They always have, if it's not the highest, it is very close to the top. When it comes to the highest paid defense in the league, we need more resources on offense. Let's get more stars on offense. I think this guy, I think more highly of him than a lot of other people. I think he's very much turning into one of the best all-around receivers in the
game. Tony, would you trade a 2025 first for him?
I would say yes, even though I'm like 59-49. I'm very close on it.
51-49.
51-49,
sorry. At 108%, I would definitely do it
this way. I'm like 51-49.
Okay.
The one thing that I like about the trade, about doing it, is that it puts so much on them to win this year. And I like that. I like that it, like, forces them to not just treat this season as a lark, and if it doesn't work out, oh well. If you botch this year, then you're giving San Francisco a really good pick. So it forces them to put so many more eggs into this year's basket, and I love that. I love the pressure that this would create for them to make 2024 a really impactful, important, successful year, Chris.
I have a couple thoughts on it, and I'll get to them quickly here because I know we have people who want to sound off on this. There was the thought that, well, why would this work? You know, Wilson's past his prime wasn't that good last year. It was better than average, but that's maybe it. And Fields has never been consistent and put it all together. What did people think Jalen Hurts was till they surrounded him with AJ, where they put AJ Brown in his receiving core? He exploded.
He looked like a ho-hum subpar quarterback his first year
He looked like a guy who was very much a hit or miss prospect, and then he exploded with AJ Brown. So I think especially in the case of Fields, if you gave him Ayuk and Pickens, maybe you'd find out that he just needed better scheme, better players. because he was good with DJ Moore last year, right? We know DJ Moore put up very good numbers. Ayuk's better than him. So that's a feather in the cap. And the reason I would do it for a 2025 first is this, twofold. I know what this year's draft class looks like. I know who the players are, who they're targeting. I have a general idea of what how it's perceived, right? Even if people think this is what next year's class looks like, NIL has warped it now. And so you don't know if certain guys are going to come back. I think it was Ohio State I heard about had multiple day one or two picks go back to school for next year because the money from that collective went so wild. Where do we know Mike Tomlin likes to shop? And probably Omar and Weidel too, at the big schools where that money is most prevalent and most likely to actually keep draftable players. So 2025's draft is just not inherently that valuable to me because it's such an unknown.
We're talking about this because I really do think that this has got to be on our radar now. If I'm telling you and others have told you the 49ers really like Ayuk, and now we're getting wind from San Francisco that they're more open to trading him than they've let on, this has to stay on our radar the same way that Russell Wilson did in the offseason in Fields, and both ended up happening. And for a while, people would say, oh, that'll never happen. Why are you guys talking about this? Well, now you can start to maybe connect dots on a trade. And I'm curious to hear how Steelers fans feel about it at 412-928-9370. Let's start with Brian. He's on the fan. Hello, Brian.
Hi, guys. I'm totally disgusted with this. You need a quarterback. You need a good scheme. Chris said it. This guy is not Jerry Rice. This guy is not Terrell Owens. And I don't care if he is. You think a receiver is going to come here and just turn the season around and he's the second coming of T.O.? He's just not. And to give up that capital to get this guy that is okay in that Kyle Shanahan scheme, what about Arthur Smith scheme? I think we need to hold on to that pick and get I'd rather get a receiver with the first round pick than play Brandon Ayuk and just gamble that. I don't like to gamble. I'm out on it.
All right, Brian, thank you.
I have to point this out. Now, A.J. Brown was a good receiver with Tennessee. He became a great one his first year in Philly. Ayuk is at least, his numbers so far with San Francisco are better than what Brown put up as a Tennessee
Titan.
Brown's
last year in Tennessee was 1,075 yards.
No,
he had more
last
touchdowns.
Year in Tennessee was 869-5.
Oh, it was?
He played 3 years in Tennessee. The last year was the worst of the three. And then he went to Philly.
What was it again?
63 catches in 13 games, 869 yards and 5 touches.
And he got traded for a first-round pick.
Yeah, but I mean, he had 2,000-yard seasons, and he's gone over 1,400 in both years with Philly. Listen, a thing I'm going to come off of a little bit here is this idea that Ayuk was a huge system product. Most of the people that I follow who watch this stuff say he's like a big reason that that system works. He allows Debo and Kittle and even McCaffrey to a degree certain freedoms of movement because he in and of himself is really good. Brandon Ayuk's helped the old Mulsey fantasy teams. I'm not going to slag
the
guy.
You incriminate yourself and you embarrass yourself a little bit when you call in and say, and I should have been harder on the guy. He wouldn't have traded for Jerry Rice or Terrell Owens when they were in their prime. I mean, come on.
Well, he said he didn't care if they were Jerry Rice or Terrell Owens. Ah, right. Yes, you're comparing him to probably two of the 5 to 7 best receivers ever to live.
You wouldn't trade next year's first if I guaranteed you that the guy hit the rest of his career looked like T.O. or Jerry Rice? What are we doing here? Matthew's next. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, guys. So I'm just on here, and I listened to the previous caller, and I really disagree. If you're going to trade me Jerry Rice, you can guarantee me he's going to be Jerry Rice. Shut up and take my money. But I don't really agree with this trade right now. Giving up the capital, there's too many other holes that we need to fill, offensive line, defensive line, et cetera, to trade away that high.
Let me ask you a question, Matthew.
For a wide receiver.
Let me ask
Absolutely.
You a question about that. So about the holes to fill with what you'd actually – okay, you're saying draft capital. So you don't. Do you care about the idea that you have to pay him probably $28 to $30 million if you did do this deal?
Well, yeah. That's a lot of money. That's a huge chunk of the cap to give up for one person. And we don't
Philly
know
if is doing it. Philly is doing it with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith at the same position, and they just paid Hurts a ton of money. Like, you can fit three guys
well,
like
they,
that
they
on
also,
your cap.
They also they went to the Super Bowl, unfortunately lost, and then went down this year, especially at the tail end of the year. What did they do, lose 6 out of 7?
Yeah, I'd still give probably one of my fingers or possibly even a testicle to have the situation that they have right now compared to ours.
Possibly a testicle.
Maybe. Matt, so you're telling me, just to make sure, like, I want to see if this is a blanket thing on wide receivers. If the Vikings called and said, we'll trade you Justin Jefferson for the first, you'd say, no, we need to worry about defensive line and offensive line first?
No, I would definitely take Justin Jefferson.
Well, how far off do you think Ayuk is from that? If Jefferson's one, this guy's what, the seventh or eighth best receiver in the league?
The difference there is that we know Brandon Ayuk works in that system. We don't know if he will work in an Arthur Smith system. Look at A.J. Brown. Just do it backwards. He's doing great in Philly under this.
Left Arthur Smith's offense and he got better. I mean, so I guess what's
that's actually supports
so
the
his
point.
Point is that he's
two
that,
wide receivers that, can't eat in an Arthur Smith offense.
Well, he would then eat, and I would say that there would be less left over for George Pickens, even though you made the point you think Pickens is better.
Well, I think Pickens has a much higher ceiling physically, but we know George Pickens, if there's anybody who would be more than happy and totally good teammate about getting fewer reps because Brandon Ayuk's here, also making $30 million, also when George Pickens is hurtling towards contract time, yeah, he would definitely.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Steelers would consider trading a substantial package to the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. And now, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, it appears the 49ers are willing to listen. So we are breaking that down with you. Tell us once and for all how you would feel about a Brandon Ayuk trade. We're already getting split opinions on this. 412-928-9370. This music also means it's time for Donnie Football's mock draft of the day. 2 days out from the draft and a gigantic draft party here on The Fan. We're unsure if we have enough microphones to facilitate this draft show with at least five hosts and possibly sixth in the works, including our own Donnie Football.
I count six mics in this studio.
Well, then I guess we're okay.
But I don't think anyone's ever used the one that's to your left. I've never seen a person sitting there.
So I'm going to count. Whaley, one. Doran, two. Zeiss, three. Crowley, four. Jim Haslett is going to be in here.
Okay, who's using this one to my left, immediate left? Cook comes back.
Whaley, I guess that one will have to be me.
Yeah, Whaley, Crowley, Donnie, Haslett, Zeiss, Doran, that's six. That's got to be a record on a show. We only had a half a host that one night when you barely could talk. Now
we got six.
We're up in the ante to six. Who's going to be the traffic cop that night, making sure everyone's in line?
I think it's Crowley.
It's going to be Crowley, and I just was thinking, I was going to say, I wouldn't want to be Crowley there.
Who's going to be the producer that's making sure everyone's in line?
Callis, I'm sure.
Hello.
I'm pretty sure Charlie's on the board that night.
Oh, Charlie will be giving dummy times left and right. He'll be, oh, you got a break now. Break time is like 6 minutes from now. He figures it'll just get back around to Crowley in that period of time.
Donnie, who are the Steelers picking today?
Well, this is from Ari Myroff, 33rd team. I know a
who
couple.
Who he aggregate it from?
I know a couple of the big guns put out their final mocks today, but we still have a couple of days to go through those. Now, he did mention, this is not what I think teams should do, but rather what people around the league believe will happen. That's
I
what
like
he put
those
in his
better.
Little notes.
I like those mock drafts better. And where he's doing it off of like the inside scoop and the intel he's getting.
However, he did not include any trades.
Okay. Well,
which
that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I see that being a little bit unrealistic. So he has the three big quarterbacks going right off the bat, Williams, Daniels, May. And again, no trade, so the Patriots are taking May. He doesn't have McCarthy going until 11.
To Minnesota.
I've heard they like Knicks a lot more than McCarthy.
The Vikings?
Yes, I'm just telling you what I've heard.
When it comes,
I would be stunned by that.
When it comes to the offensive linemen, Ault, he has going fifth to the Chargers. Latham going seventh to the Titans. Fatanu going 10th to the Jets. Fuaga going 13th to the Raiders.
Starting to not like this.
Fashanu going 14th to the Saints. So we're hearing a lot of pretty big names off the board here. We're not even to 15 yet.
How many defensive players get picked in his top 15? Any?
Byron Murphy? Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner.
Okay.
Then he has... Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell's the next one, 15th to the Colts.
They need a corner bad.
Then a couple of defensive guys get mixed in. Verse, he has going 16 to the Seahawks.
Arnold to the Jags at 17.
Brian Thomas.
Okay.
Who has a who allegedly has a labrum issue he's been dealing with, which makes me think that was floated by Dr. Landon Keen.
How about 18 and 19? Bengals and Rams are two teams that could take offensive tackles.
So he has the Rams going with Byron Murphy. Then he has the Bengals going Byron Murphy. The Rams one a little bit interesting. Bo Nix.
Oh God.
And at 20, so my guy is still available.
I think he's going to have him taking Barton.
At 20, he has the teammate of Bo Nix, Jackson Powers Johnson.
That's as high as I've heard Powers Johnson going in one of these in a very
long
time.
I don't even think that's happening now. Like, I think that's an option if the Steelers trade
back. Ari Myrov might want to check the date on his sources for this one.
Well, he just put it out last night.
See, was his person who has the Steelers taking JPJ at 20, like, was their last update at the Senior Bowl?
Well, I will give, according to the people I'm talking to, my top five players who will be the Steelers' first-round pick next hour. And I've even included an honorable mention, so it's actually six.
Well, congratulations on all your sourcing
six
success.
Six doesn't sound as good. So you say five, and then you tack on an honorable mention.
And how do you like this one, Malzie? Amarius Mims.
It's Amarius.
Green Bay?
30 to Baltimore.
Oh, I would be pissed off.
Linderbaum and Mims block the Steelers for the next 10 years?
Watching just Mims swallow up T.J. Watt immediately.
He has Guyton going ahead of him. He has Frazier going 29th for the Lions.
This is like a paradox. This shouldn't make sense in my brain the way it does. The longer it goes, if the Steelers don't take Mims, that teams continue to pass on him because they're worried about like a lack of experience, the more convinced I will become that Amarius Mims is going to be the best right tackle in this class and like a future All-Pro.
Donnie, thanks for another mock. A mock tomorrow, and then one final mock before the real thing takes place Thursday night with a half dozen hosts and wings provided by Paul's Ice and Archie's on the Fan.
How many wings realistically to accommodate a half dozen people? Actually, seven, because there will be somebody producing.
100?
So they're each eating about 12 to 13 wings? Yeah, I actually think that's the right number if they're all like not just being complete gluttons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.